The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on Sunday morning, March 3rd, 2024. And my guests today are Joe Quazala, Sam Levine, and Jeff Wadlow. Happy New Year, guys.
Good job.
you murdered Larry David with that.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by first name. It's his first time on the show. He's the director of Imaginary in theaters March 8th. It's Jeff Wadlow. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Doug? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It was a busy week. We had a premiere. It was my birthday yesterday. So I'm beyond excited to be here on this Sunday morning. Thank you for having me.
Nothing like an obligation like this after after a big few days really brings you back to center.
Not an obligation. Thrilled to be here. Please.
Okay, good. I mean, you're obligated in the sense that you said yes before you knew how much fun you were going to have on your birthday.
Exactly.
But I'm excited to see your movie. So could you tell us about it, Stud?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Grease reference. Thank you. It's my third movie with Blumhouse. It's sort of a bonkers, scary, fun movie. I don't like horror movies that are kind of dirges. I certainly enjoy watching them, but I don't like making them. So my movies always have some humor to them. And I think Imaginary is no different. It's a lot of fun. There's characters that you're going to love, and it's super scary.
I mean, everything works for me, including the TV ads where your name comes up at the end so big. It's really impressive. It's almost like screaming, Jeff Wadlow.
Well, they owed it to me because my first two movies were called Blumhouse's Truth or Dare and Blumhouse's Fantasy Island. And I told Jason Blum, I was starting to get concerned that if I ever had a child, he was going to want to name it Blumhouse's Wadlow.
Blumhouse's baby boy. Well, that's good on you. That it is nice to get your name out there more. And I have to say also that I'm a big fan of Kick-Ass 2.
Why? Thank you. You're one of the three people who feel that way.
No. I mean, it was it was such an interesting experience, that movie, because of it's strange when one of the stars like has negative or weird things to say. And I thought Jim Carrey was so good in that movie. I mean, he's always great, but he's so good in it
you know, arguably the best thing in that movie. And then, he, you know, how did you feel when he came out and was like, I've decided I think the movie's too violent?
Here's the thing about Jim Carrey. We love him because we never know what he's going to do or say. And I'm here to tell you, in real life, you never know what he's going to do or say.
Right? Because he's like so much of a like a philosopher, and he just sort of comes up with these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, all kidding aside, he is a great guy, and his heart is in the right place. It was just unfortunate that, you know, he was starting to really think about those things at a time when we were just trying to market a ridiculous satirical action movie.
So violent. I mean, I do really enjoy it. So thank you for that. And thank you for being here. Also joining us today is our returning champ from the previous episode, Joe Quazala. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me. Happy to be back here to defend my crown.
it might, you know, be a short reign, but has it felt good being a champion for 3 days?
I have purchased a throne. I have been eating
a new toilet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It is gold, though. It is solid gold. Yeah, it's I can't even tell you. It's been the best, I don't know, 2 days of my life. Yeah,
it's been brief because we, you know, we do a bonus episode that gets wedged in between the weekly ones at the end of each month. So that's what, you were the benefactor of that. And I appreciate that you're able to come back a few days later, because I brought in everybody's favorite ringer. So give it up.
Johnny Knoxville?
No, what?
Oh. Johnny Knoxville?
No, not the ringer. Just ringer. Sam the Mam Levine. How's it going, Sam?
It's going very well today, Doug. Thank you so much for getting me up this early on a Sunday. I know my neighbors appreciate it. Just because, you know, they've sent over a lot of police to do well-being checks. There's not a lot of movement coming from my home often on Sundays, so they're grateful. They don't have to make any unnecessary phone calls today.
Because they just hear you in your home shouting into a device.
Yes.
Screaming the answers to movie trivia questions. I want to remind everybody that's listening that Sam is spelled with 2 M's, because when people come at me to you know, to tell me things about Sam, they often overlook that. And an easy way to remember it is it's Sam with 2 M's because he's good. At trivia. All right. So no further questions.
Very well.
Except for this next one. It's time to visit Recommendation Nation, and that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie. So let's start with Joe. What have you got for us today to recommend?
Yeah. So I just had recommended a movie a few days ago. But you know what?
Yeah.
I got one. I've seen some movies. You know, I had never seen the movie Matchstick Men. And I finally watched it recently, and I was I didn't know what to expect, and I thought it was really great. Specifically, I thought it was a perfect Nick Cage performance. I thought his character was a perfect vessel for the kind of weird ticks and flourishes you want to see from Nick Cage when he acts.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell is always fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you on that one. I think that's a good one, and certainly somewhat overlooked. You know, underrated, people like to say.
And a Ridley Scott movie, nevertheless. I mean, the guy rarely drops a ball, in my opinion.
Right. He's, you know.
It's like a small-ish for Ridley. I don't know. When I think of Ridley, I know he does a lot of different types of movies, but I associate him with kind of a grander, you know, Gladiator-type movie, or, you know, The Martian, or whatever, something that's... Yeah. But this is a smaller movie, and it's still really great.
I mean, at the very least, you want Nick and Sam to, you know, drive off into the Grand Canyon in a convertible.
Of course. Yeah.
Which, no spoilers, but...
Maybe you're forgetting the scene where the alien pops out of Bruce Altman's chest. I feel like you're overlooking that.
What do you think, Sam? What's a movie that you would like to recommend for?
You know, it's very early on a Sunday, especially for me, as I mentioned. So I'm going to lean towards more family friendly fare. I recently was rethinking of March of the Penguins.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember that movie? That was a great documentary. We all collectively loved it as a people. And you know what else I loved about it? It's like an hour and 20 minutes. It's a quick watch.
In and out. Nobody gets hurt. But
absolutely. Yeah.
But narrated by Morgan Freeman.
The great Morgan Freeman, indeed.
Who, you know, you think of penguins, you think of him.
And penguins and dolphins.
It's true. Sam, I know you know a lot of trivia, so please tell me, because I can't remember it now. Wasn't there a Bob Saget?
Yes,
there was of farce of the Penguins? Farce of the Penguins.
It was Farce of the Penguins.
Yeah,
I never saw it, but I just love the idea of it. Because does he do like, is it him doing like he did on America's Funniest Home Videos, like doing the voices of the penguins and being silly?
Believe it or not, it's not just, it's so many different people doing it.
It's a huge cast.
I think Sam Jackson narrates the movie.
Yeah. Saget just plays one of the penguins.
Yeah. And I mean, I think like half of the Full House cast does voices of penguins. And I feel like there's definitely other big names in there.
I heard that Alanis Morissette blew a penguin in a movie.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Don't you think?
All right. So, yeah, March of the Penguins, everybody. I mean, it's certainly a, like you said, family friendly, but also just, I assume there's not, do penguins die in it or anything?
I don't remember any penguins dying. It's mostly about them finding, you know, mates and reproducing.
A long walk, right?
Yeah, yeah. The long walk, the Stephen King long walk. That's it.
Yeah, penguin parade. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jeff, we got Matchstick Men and March of the Penguins so far. Is there something that you would like to?
Yeah, I'm going to go with something a little more recent. I mean, I feel like all these Academy Award contenders just get barely any notice sometimes because they're coming so fast and furiously. By the way, that's not an Academy Award contender. and I kind of missed this one in theaters, and I just watched it on streaming the other day, and I was really floored by how fantastic it was. I'm gonna recommend The Iron Claw with Zac Efron. I thought it was
since it came out, I think it's come up as a recommendation three or four times on this show because those that do see it are, quite moved and entertained by it. I certainly liked it a lot. I just feel like I think there should have been some Academy Award stuff on with that movie, but it came out so late in the year and didn't have that exact right push. It sucks that there's like timing and politics come into the award thing so much.
Yeah. And also this, the alchemy of the different elements and how they appear in a marketing campaign. I think when you see wrestling and Zac Efron, you don't think award season film necessarily. But it's an incredible story. It's actually, it's obviously based on this true story. I tried to get the rights to the story about 10 years ago when it was in the Texas Monthly article. It's really just a tragic, almost Shakespearean story of this wrestling dynastic family. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. And Zach is fantastic in it. I mean, he gives a very subtle performance for a wrestler, which is hard. It's hard to believe, right? A subtle performance for a wrestler, but it is one.
Yeah. And he's a charismatic guy. I mean, that's his whole thing. And so to play somebody that's just a, kind of a, not dumb, but just, I don't know what word to use to describe. He's just very quiet, stoic. But then just an amazing, like the body transformation that he made is insane.
It's insane. I mean, the expression "still waters run deep" kind of come up for him in that one. And Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is in it too, and he does an amazing job.
I can't fault any of it other than it being a tremendous bummer. It is really sad. It's like Brian's song almost, like, and then This is how sad the actual story is. They eliminated a brother from the story entirely because we wouldn't have been able to take yet another death in that movie.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
You know, this is all based on a true thing, right?
I mean,
Sam?
I know. And I,
it's a spoiler for the family, too. That really spoiled things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least
how do you tell the
I'm
family?
Not...
How do you tell the family you're eliminating a brother? I mean, my God, I would not want to have been a
They've
part
already
of
been
that
through
conversation.
That.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like they had a lot of practice, though.
Well, you know, they only had to talk to the one surviving brother. They only had to run it by one guy. but you know, I saw him out, you know, promoting the movie too. So I think he's happy with, you know, the result. You know, it's not one of those biopics where, you know, a person's like, oh, that's full of shit that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I won't watch a Marx Brothers biopic without Gummo. I won't do it.
Justice for Gummo.
Justice. Yeah. Hashtag get justice for Gummo.
Get it trending. Get it trending.
Also, Gummo, of course, is spelled with two M's. So,
and
thanks
a movie.
Everybody. Thanks for your recommendations. And we got to take a break, but we're going to play some games after these messages.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today is something that I call Imagine This, in honor of Imaginary in Theaters Friday. In Theaters Friday. Theaters only. Go see it in a theater. This is a game about imaginary characters in movies. Jeff is going to be up first. I will name an actor, Jeff, and then you can name the movie in which that actor has an imaginary friend. And if you do that successfully, I'll give you a point. And then you can also name the imaginary friend for another point. If you miss or don't know either of them, then it goes to Joe, who gets also has a chance for 2 points. And if Joe misses one or both, whatever's left goes to Sam. And whenever, you know, each round is done, the next person in order gets to go first in the next round. Questions? Does that make sense?
I think so.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay. All right, Jeff, this is the first one. Tell me if you know the name of the imaginary character or the name of the movie or both that featured Haley Joel Osment.
I believe the film is The Sixth Sense, and the imaginary character is portrayed by Mr. Bruce Willis, who is a doctor. I'm having a hard time coming up with the character name. It's not.
I don't think anybody knows memorable. What his name is in that movie, like Dr. Stephen Welby.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just some, you know. He's just a doctor person. But unfortunately, Jeff, amazing guest. But, you know, what's his name? Jeff Willis. I mean, Jeff Willis. Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis, of course, was, you know, was dead. He was, you know, he was real. He wasn't imagining anything. It was real, but
it depends on your reading of the film, Doug. I mean, but yes, I can
it
see
really does. But also that was, you know, that was an intentional mislead. I thought someone would guess that movie with Haley Joel Osment. But Joe, what does that leave you with? Can you think of a movie where Haley Joel Osment has an imaginary friend?
That's a good question. It also makes me consider how many Haley Joel Osment movies do I know? And so I'll just, I haven't seen it, but I'll just guess maybe he has an imaginary friend in the movie Pay It Forward.
Oh, that would be a twist. But no imaginary friend. I mean, maybe he did, but that's not the movie I'm looking for. Sam?
I mean, nothing is jumping into my brain, right? Beyond this one, the obvious ones.
This blew my mind, this situation. There's obvious ones?
Well, the obvious one that we led off with. Oh, and by the way, Malcolm Crowe, I think.
Oh, wow.
is Willis's character in that movie, I think. And I can't anyway,
give you any points for that.
That's quite all right. I honestly I can't think of anything. Else. Yeah. So let's just say I don't know. I believe he's a voice in the Country Bears movie. So how about that? Country Bears. They're all imaginary.
They're not real, right?
Nobody's real.
Okay. This is gonna, I gotta see this movie. Because I was very not aware that this exists.
Oh boy.
Haley Joel Osment's imaginary friend is named Bogus in a movie of the same name. Bogus. Oh,
what? It's Gerard Depardieu, wow. Isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, oh like Gerard Depardieu. Oh,
God. I think we all forgot about Bogus. What? That's Bogus,
it's
man.
It's gotta be the weirdest movie. Like, why would your imaginary friend be Gerard Depardieu?
I mean, if he grew up in France, I don't know.
Yeah, that would make a little bit more weird. Sense. What a weird kid. My imaginary friend is French. And not only who has an imaginary friend where the name of the friend is admitting that it's imaginary, Bogus.
I mean, the only thing weirder would be if you had a kid who had Adolf Hitler as an imaginary friend. But
that would be messed up.
That movie did well.
All right, so we're back to Jeff for the second round. Nobody has any points on the board, but nobody should feel bad about it because that first round was bogus.
Oh.
Jeff, what about Christian Slater? Can you think of a movie where he has an imaginary friend and who that friend would be?
A Christian Slater movie where he has an imaginary friend. I mean, I bet he imagined the cast of Young Guns 2 was his friend, but I don't think they were.
Also, friend is a weird word to use. I should just say has an imaginary something in their life, because friend, like so many imaginary friends in movies, they're not friends to you at all. They're you know, the opposite. They're like, you know,
certainly my movie, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he was in a TV show where I think he sort of imagined a split personality, but I don't think that counts.
My own man, worst.
I'm
standard.
Drawing a full blank right now on that one. Well, that's, I got all nothing right. For you.
Let's go to Joe. Maybe he thought of it.
Not you're imagining things. oh boy, you know.
Boy, Sam's just waiting in the bushes.
I really am. Yeah,
rubbing his hands together. And I'm like that. How many Christian Slater movies have I really seen? And I'm just gonna say one on the off chance that there's an imaginary friend, you know, pushing him to do bad things, and I'll guess True Romance.
Well, guess what? That is correct.
Oh wow!
What? Yeah.
Yep.
True Romance. But who is his imaginary friend? Do you know that, Joe?
Obviously, his name is Romance.
Well played.
Yeah. All right. So Sam can pick up one more point.
Oh, with pleasure. His imaginary friend is Elvis Presley, played by Val Kilmer.
Yes.
That's right. Cool.
Yeah. He talks to Elvis a few times in that movie. But again, I feel like I haven't seen it in a minute, but I feel like Elvis doesn't give him the best advice.
That's really too bad.
I mean, have you seen the shirt that Christian Slater wears the whole movie? He's not getting good advice from anybody. All mm-hmm. right. So Joe and Sam are both on the board with 1 point each. And we go back to Jeff gets to go first in this next one. And speaking of Jeffs, it's Jeff Daniels. And Jim Carrey is real in Dumb and Dumber, I should say.
To be clear.
Just to be clear.
To be fair. Jeff Daniels in an imaginary friend movie. Oh, my God.
I felt like you were going to, like, kill in this game because you should have done a lot of imaginary research.
I know. I mean, unless you're going to... Unless Drop Dead Fred is going to be one of the answers coming up here, I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. Jeff Daniels.
That's my feel. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah,
I really discovered some stuff in putting this game together.
These are some deep cuts, Doug. I'm very skeptical that you knew any of these answers before you did your research.
It's true. Most people have never heard of True Romance.
Okay, fair enough. I got nothing.
Okay. Joe, I feel like I don't want to prejudge, but I feel like you might not know this one either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take the same tactic that I took last round, which is just to name a movie where I think it could be plausible.
I like it.
And, you know, you might even say having an imaginary friend would be something wild.
It would be so wild. That would be such a fun twist in that that movie featuring the great late Ray Liotta in one of his scariest performances, which is like, you know, what are you saying?
Saying something.
He's never not scary. Okay, so no, that's incorrect. Sam, can you? I don't even know if Sam knows this one.
You know, it was a surprise to me as soon as you said Jeff Daniels. Of course, I know exactly what film we're talking about, Doug. It's Terms of Endearment.
Imaginary friend was Deborah Winger's cancer.
Deborah Winger and the kids, the family, the whole thing, not real. Because what kind of monster would do that? You could only do that to your imaginary friend and get away with it. So,
yeah, or maybe like Jack Nicholson's character wasn't real,
right? For all the interaction they had,
he had an imaginary astronaut friend.
Yep,
Danny DeVito. Yeah.
I don't know how this movie slipped past all of our collective radars, but when I found this, I thought this is made up because Jeff Daniels has an imaginary friend in a movie called Paper Man. Huh. And the friend is called Captain Excellent, and it's played by Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Huh.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Paper Man the prequel to Matchstick Men?
keep them away from each other. That's not even funny, Sam. You keep those away from each other.
Separate drawers.
Isn't Ryan Reynolds in If?
Yeah.
That's coming out, which I actually wanted to ask Jeff that because I started seeing the trailer for your movie around the same time I started seeing trailers for If. And I was like, I wonder at what process these movies knew that imaginary friend movies were coming out around the same time.
Well, what's even crazier is they edited their movie in the same building on the same floor that we edited our movie, but we were the scrappy little low budget Blumhouse movie. I mean, we spent less money on our movie than they spent on catering, I'm sure. So I just kind of kept my head down when I would pass Krasinski in the hallway. I was aware of it. Oh, kind of about the time our movie got greenlit, I knew there was a big budget imaginary friend movie happening at Paramount that he was directing, but I also knew it was tonally very different than ours. And I was also told by my producers that I better beat them to the marketplace. And so we
oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like either way, you know, it kind of works for both, I think, in the sense that, like, you could see what, you know, if you see Imaginary this weekend, then when If comes out, it's like sort of a more lighthearted, you know, a friendlier take on
Chaser,
similar idea.
Well, they're totally very different. We're not talking about like White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen here, right? Like these are very different movies. Ours is a horror movie, and theirs is like a live action Pixar vibe. But we did do a fun thing on social media where we took their graphics and their music, and we used our footage, and we cut sort of like a twisted movie trailer.
That's really good.
Kind of fun. Yeah,
I love that. That's great. All right, so we still got Joe with 1 point, Sam with 1 point, and Jeff, you're up first again.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now.
How did I draw such a low number in this game every round?
The actor in question, tell me the movie and who their imaginary friend was. Roman Griffin Davis.
Griffin Davis.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
No. Can you give me a clue?
He's got three names.
He's not an assassin.
Roman Griffin Davis.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this actor is. Okay. I'm going to guess. I got nothing. I think he's probably a partner in a law firm. Or he's a law firm in his own right. I got nothing.
All right, Joe.
So my train of thought here is that this must be a kid actor if he's the lead, and we're talking about imaginary friends. And so I'm going to guess that I think I know who the kid actor is in the movie. I was like, oh, you don't know. I'm just going to guess Little Monsters anyway, but I'm pretty sure that's Fred Savage.
Incorrect and correct, both at the same time.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for, Sam. And Jeff, I'm sorry for what you're about to hear.
What's going to happen? Is this some incredible punk thing where you're going to?
How dare you just presume?
Family, or what's going on?
How dare you presume that I went to a screening of this film a few years ago that the entire cast attended, and I got to watch this young man hug it out with Archie Yates? That is Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But who's his imaginary friend, Sam?
And their imaginary friend was De Fuhrer.
Do you think they would accept that on like Jeopardy instead of Hitler?
You know what? Ken is very generous with what he'll accept. So yes, I think I can.
I think they'd say
that.
First name, please.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, sorry, Jeff. I was laughing in my head when you brought up Jojo Rabbit earlier in the conversation.
Yeah, I usually go for silent laughter. Laughter in the head. I feel like I really won.
But I was so happy that you were going to go first on that one. But I also thought, Roman Griffin Davis, I don't know if that name stuck with anybody.
I applaud you, Joe, for knowing it was a kid actor. That was some good.
It didn't really help me, but
logicking.
Yeah, excellent. All right, so we're back to you, Jeff.
Great.
This is the last.
Something tells me they aren't getting easier, Doug.
And the person that the actor involved in this imaginary friend sitch is Danny Lloyd.
Danny Lloyd. Right now, I'm just trying to think of other imaginary friend movies. You couldn't ask me a question about my own movie. That would have been a real softball.
Yeah, Doug, that's usually your MO. What's up?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how often people, miss on things about their own work.
I'm going to have to start a podcast called Jeff Hates Doug Comes Movies. I'm doing so poorly on this. I got nothing.
You're going to kill this next game, I'm sure. But in this game...
I can't do much worse.
Yeah. Joe?
I have no idea. I don't know who Danny Lloyd is. I'm assuming we've got another kid. But he's not Jake Lloyd. Of course, that would be... I don't know. Or just Jar Jar?
Jar Jar is imaginary. That would solve a lot of people's issues.
They kind of tried to act like he was imaginary in the following movies. I am just for fun, I'll come up with a fake title and say my super imaginary friend girlfriend.
That'd be fun if I had a title that was that. Just had it right there in the title, but no. Sam?
Well, Danny. guys, Danny Lloyd is Danny in The Shining.
That's right.
What's his imaginary friend's name?
Well, that's the thing that I'm having trouble with. It's Red Room? Why can't I remember? No, hello, he's got a proper name.
No, he really does. And that it makes me laugh every time because it's just so, you know, it's like when people give a dog, like last night on my show, I said, what's your dog's name to a guy in the audience? And he goes, Edna. I was like, come on. Give an old lady name to a dog. But it's just funny that his imaginary friend, it's, first of all, it's funny that he's talking to his finger. Like the kid in that movie, right. He doesn't really seem to be too committing to it. I mean, he commits to it, but it's just weird. And his friend's name is Tony.
That's right.
Right. I remember that.
Doesn't Nicholson's character also have an imaginary friend? Lloyd the bartender?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Lloyd the bartender. Oh, wow. I mean, The Shining, if you go along with it, there's like documentaries and, you know, so much writing about all these weird things that were supposedly going on with that movie. But I never put together that the bartender's last name, her first name was the same as the kid playing Danny. Yeah. All right. So congratulations to Sam for winning that one. Oh, and thank you. Jeff, if we had gone to a tiebreaker, the name I was going to say is Rick Mayall.
No.
Who, of course, was Drop Dead Fred. So you were good at pre-guessing and then, you know, then it not working out.
Story of my life, Doug. Yeah. Story of my life.
But this next game, all three of you are going to have answers every time. There's not going to be any I don't knows, but how well you do with your answers. We'll have to wait and see. And we'll do that right after these words.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
We're back, and Sam gets to go first in a little game that I call the little search engine that could.
Oh, boy.
Sam loves it.
No, this is so hit or miss.
I typed a word into the IMDb search engine. And then I wrote down the top 15 movies.
Oh, wow. 15, eh?
Yeah. Listed by IMDb with that word in the title. So
what order do they list them in? What order do they list them in? Is there any rhyme or reason to that?
Yeah, it's their, you know, weird ass IMDb algorithm.
Got it.
That is based on, I assume it's based on searches. Based on
popularity. Yeah, got it.
It's definitely a current, like very up to date popular. Like I looked at it like probably like yesterday. You'll each take turns naming movies. You'll each get to do three, but it'll, you know, you'll take turns doing it. And the higher the movie is on the list, if it's on the list, the more points you get. And it's literally a little game today because the word is little. Movies with the word little. So don't pre-guess anything. Just definitely wait for your turn. And so we start with Sam, and then we switch the order around. So then we go to Joe and then to Jeff. And like I said, you'll each get three guesses. But Sam gets to guess first. If he gets number one, that's worth 15 points. If he gets number 15, it's only worth 1 point. So there'd be plenty of opportunity for everybody to surpass him. Sam?
Yes.
What? And it's not, it's never Lil, L-I-L. It's always, it's always the word little.
Thank you very much for the clarity.
and it's sometimes it's the first word in the title, sometimes it's the second, and sometimes it's a even further back in the title. But it's all of them. Have the word little. Sam, What's your favorite little movie?
Well, my favorite, and the answer, debating whether to give you or not. So I am torn between two. And I'm going to, my wife would be happier with me if I said what I know is her favorite film of that year, Little Women.
Okay, so we already came to an interesting crossroads.
Oh, I'm referring to the more recent, I believe it's 2019.
2019 and not 1994.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, that is the number one movie.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! On the list. So Sam, out of the gate, has 15 points.
Oh my God.
But anybody who knows math knows that there's still 70 points available.
That is so many points.
Give or take. Joe, name a movie that has little in the title that you think is popular in a search engine today.
Yeah, I can think of a few that have little in them. I don't know about their popularity, though. And that is our issue. I'm going to go with the other Little Women. Just because it was mentioned, let's get it out of there. Knock it out.
Little Women. I love how you were like, I can think of so many. So many.
Yeah, I need to hold some
one
in the holster.
That was already stated.
I need to keep some in the holster. You know, I can't. It's been said. I feel strategically that's maybe a wise move. We'll see.
Yeah, and you know, some game makers would maybe not have the same title come up twice in the same game, but different years. And that's not my. That's not how I operate. So yes, Little Women from 1994 is on the list, and it is number 8.
Ooh, all right, I'll take
that's it. Interesting.
That's lower than I thought.
Yeah, isn't it weird? Like, also, if it's a search engine, wouldn't the words Little Women, like, why? How would it decide which one to pull up? I guess it would pull up.
Clicks, I guess.
I would, yeah, based on popularity, who's searching that one.
Yeah, so that's why Little Women from 1994 is getting action, but it's down at number 8. So Joe's on the board with 8, and we go to Jeff with his first guess.
Well, this was the first thing I thought of, and I would have been pretty confident that it would have been number 1 on the list. The Little Mermaid.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Do we have another situation here?
Code again.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to – it's too bad it's already come up because I would have petitioned that that Sam should have gotten all the points for both versions.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
And but Joe was too wily. For me to make that argument. So if I got to pick, I mean, it's based on kind of current popularity. I feel like go with the being higher right now. 2023, 22. Came out recently.
23
was last year.
Yeah. It was 23, and of course, it is on the list, and it is at number 5.
Nice.
So that's worth a whopping 11 points. Everybody is in this.
Wow.
Anybody can win. Sam Levine.
Well,
what's your next little movie?
This was the other one I was torn between, and I'm a little surprised nobody said it, and now I'm second guessing myself and thinking maybe it's not high on the list at all because the other guys did not think of it, but just in case I will say Little Children.
It's never a bad idea to bring up Little Children, especially if you like Jackie Earle Creepy.
I do like Jackie Earle Creepy. He's my favorite of the creepy family.
The swimming pool scene is upsetting. And the movie obviously has gotten into people's brains and they're still looking it up in 2006 because it is number 4 on the list.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm surprised that's that high.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
Something about it must, maybe people are looking it up. Who was the lead in that? Kate Winslet,
mm-hmm. Patrick Wilson.
Noah Emmerich was in it, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. A big part in that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that people have reasons, I guess, for looking it up.
Was that Todd Field's first movie after In the Bedroom?
I believe it was. Yeah, he likes to take his time.
He made three, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
Tar. Just the three.
Okay, Joe.
Well, you know, to commit to the bit, I think I'm gonna have to take the other Little Mermaid.
Oh my gosh! Doug, if you point, do this game I mean, come again, on. You have to let.
It's just I have to. I feel like I have no other choice.
The 1989 Little Mermaid is number 13 on the list.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's only worth 3 points, but we have fun.
We love to have fun here.
Yeah. Jeff, what else have you got with the word little in it?
Again, I can think of a lot, but I'm trying to think of what is going to be the most popular on IMDb.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm surprised Little Children was that high, because where my brain is going is that family films tend to be more popular. Like, I saw some statistic, like, you know, 9 out of the 10 highest grossing movies of all time are technically family films or something crazy like that. Yeah, that's the one. It's not, or Matrix or something like that, but it's still a kind of a staggering statistic. So I'm going to go with Stuart Little, I think.
Stuart Little? The reason I say it was such a surprise in my voice is because it didn't make the list.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that is really something. And I even like looked beyond the top 15, and I got to tell you, I don't think Stuart Little even made the top 20. This is very shocking.
It's not that shocking when you consider I guessed it.
So. That's what you're here for. So yes, excellent work. And Sam, of course, is just here to make everybody miserable.
I have zero confidence of anything being on this list anymore based on the numbering of things and the fact that Stuart Little's not in the top 15. And I know that you eliminate, you know, like anything that's like a TV series or whatever. So like, surely Pretty Little Liars is in there, but you're not counting it. So that's crazy to me that if you searched Little, Stuart Little's not in the top, I'm presuming like 25 overall.
No, it's weird for sure. Yeah,
that's crazy. I don't know. The third one I was thinking of, and now again, zero confidence is on the list, Little Miss Sunshine.
Well, why would you think that it's not on the list?
Because of how low
we learned from Stuart. The lessons we learned from Stuart
have been. Yeah.
All right, Sam. Well, I'm sorry to say, I feel bad telling you how well you're doing.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
You seem so guilty about it. Little Miss Sunshine came in at number 6.
Oy vey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, so that's another 10 points. So it feels like you're unreachable at this point with 37 points. But Joe might, you know.
No, we will see.
There's no way you can catch him. But, you know, now it's just all about just the fun of, you know, putting some more points on the board.
Yes.
So what's your third and final guess, Joe?
And it's also about the fun of, you know, being a bit of a troll at this game. And I did consider choosing Stuart Little, too, even though I know that would be a very, very unwise guess. But I think I have a troll adjacent type move, which is I am just going to guess the movie that was like the reverse big called Little.
I always like in this game how the word itself could be a title, and mm-hmm. that people for some reason don't think of trying to guess that. And in this case, it paid off because it's on the list, but it's also fairly low on the list. It's number 11.
Mm.
But for anybody that doesn't know what Little is, it was from 2019 and it had Regina Hall and Issa Rae in it.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, that would be the most accurate search to find this movie.
Right, it should be number one, right?
Right.
The movie's called Little.
Little. I was thinking it might pay off.
That's how messed up the algorithm is. They're like, nah, just because you're looking for Little, we've got 10 other things we'd like to show you. We got a lot of other little things to show you. All right, Jeff, let's get you some more points. What's your final answer?
Well, so this is the last guest in the game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I can think of, like, now it's just about which one is going to be on the list. Because I obviously think of, like, Little Big Man, Little Shop of Horrors, Big Trouble in Little China. And then there's, like, old stuff, like Little Rascals.
Don't forget about Little Big League.
Yeah. I am gonna say Little Shop of Horrors. I feel like that's a
great movie running off Broadway right now. The show is really good and it's been running for a few years now and doesn't seem like it's gonna stop. And it is number 10 on the list. Little Shop of Horrors from 1986, not the old black and white one. It doesn't. No, it's not a musical. Didn't make even the top 20, but that does mean you put 6 more points on the board. So it's a very respectable second place, Jeff, because you have 17 points.
Wow.
Joe has 16, and Sam. Let's not discuss that anymore. congratulations, Sam. Now. Here's the big reveal where I tell you all the ones that you missed or the ones that Jeff rattled off there at the end.
and I guess also, Stuart Little, which wasn't even on the list.
Yeah.
And it was someone, I think it was Joe, someone mentioned Little Monsters earlier today.
Yeah, I did.
That was number 18 on the list. Sure. So it's a good thing you didn't go back to that well again. And Little Big Man just got mentioned. I thought, I obviously classic movie with the word little in the title, but it's all the way down at number 20.
And Doug, at one point you said Little Things, which I believe is also a movie.
It is. There's a movie called The Little Things.
Right. Right.
That would have been a terrific thing to guess because it was number 3 on the list.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's the Denzel, Rami Malek, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a streaming play during the pandemic.
Yeah. It went straight to Apple or some shit.
Totally unmemorable title in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to think of that when you're thinking of little movies, but one that you would, I think, maybe popped into at least one of your heads, I would hope, because it's just one of the most ridiculous titles of all time. Number 15 is Little Fockers.
Of course.
I did not consider it. Didn't even consider
I could have
it.
Guessed movies with Little for an hour with you, Doug, before that one came up.
I just like that title too much. Number 14, the Wayans Brothers classic, Little Man.
Yeah. That was in the holster. That was certainly in the holster. I didn't think it would be very high, though.
Number 12, also referenced, but not a specific guess, the 1994 version of The Little Rascals. Which you'd think Stuart Little would hold up way more than that, that movie. Nobody cares about that Little Rascals movie. Number 9, the Adam Sandler classic Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, a movie that I have to watch again, and it's funny that Joe didn't mention it today because we talked about it on the last episode with Joe.
Right.
Little Giants.
It seems so high. It seems so high to me. That's why it occurred to me, but I was like, no, there's no
Maybe
way.
Maybe it got a bump from us talking about it.
Everyone was like, what is that movie?
Yeah, wait a second. That can't be real. I don't
know. Gotta look that up.
Yeah. I got to watch it again because I've always been an Ed O'Neill fan, but I've become an even bigger one since Modern Family. And I feel like that and Dutch probably are both, I probably like them more now than I did when I was younger.
Love him and Dutch.
Yeah. And then, so then we had Little Children, Little Things, and of course, Little Women was number 1. And number 2 on the list was one I was confident no one would ever guess because it is currently in theaters, shot in 2023, I guess, a movie called Wicked Little Letters.
What?
Yeah, starring Jesse Buckley and Olivia Colman. So I want to see it.
A
Lost Daughter.
Lost Daughter reunion, yeah.
She went from lost to little, so maybe the next movie would be medium or large or big. Congratulations once again to Sam Levine for winning today. And we're going to reconvene again next Sunday morning. Do you think you'd be available for that?
I actually don't think I am.
You'll be in your tuxedo. I'm so sorry. Getting ready.
No, that's okay. I'm going to put you down as a maybe, okay, and then have you back as soon as possible. As soon as we can, we'll have you back on the show. What would you like to promote? Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
You know, how about finding me on Cameo? You know,
I love it.
There's been a lot of requests lately, and I've been having a lot of fun with them. And you know, it doesn't have to just be birthdays or anniversaries. I'm also happy to help break bad news.
We know the drill, Sam. You know the drill. Anything.
I'll do anything.
The ugliest.
I'll tell someone off for you. I've done that a couple times. Just tell me what you want me to say, and as long as you know it's not against my deeply held religious beliefs, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to order one from you.
I think you should.
It's really wild the things people want us to say on those of us who do cameos.
Yes, it really is wild.
Yeah. All right. Joe Quazala, I know your run was short, but great player, and I hope to have you back again sometime soon. What would you like to promote?
My podcast, Who Cares About the Rock Hall, which is about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that is back. We're talking about all the artists on the newly released ballot. You can also watch my stand-up special on YouTube, recommended based on your search history. My album, Funny Songs and Sketches, is full of funny songs and sketches, so you might enjoy that. And you can follow me at Joe Kwa on Instagram and TikTok, and Joe K. Joe K. on Twitter.
K-W-A.
K-W-A.
Yeah. Thank you for being a first-time guest on the show, Jeff. I hope you enjoyed the experience.
I feel abused, and I'm going to spend the rest of the day crying in the corner.
Which is, you know, probably maybe the reaction some people will have to your frightening movie. Imaginary in theaters this Friday, probably. I'm sure you can watch it Thursday night, even if you live in a city that has movie theaters. So definitely go check that out. I know I'm going to. And anytime you got something to promote or want to come back, Jeff, please do hit me up.
I really appreciate that, Doug. It's been a lot of fun. Your knowledge of movies is very impressive. Same with your guests, though. Of course, would love to come back.
Well, my knowledge is all written down on a piece of paper that I'm reading to you, so it's not that.
Oh, Doug, stop it! You're very good.
Well, I've got some plugs too. Doug Loves Movies returns to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, at Esther's Follies on Monday, March 11th at 4:00. And you know the drill if you live in Austin. If you come down, bring a name tag, well, very good chance we'll let you in, like 90% chance. That's on Monday, March 11th, 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So we might have to take a break in the show at 4:20 for me to step outside. DougLovesMovies.com is got all of my dates that are coming up, visiting a bunch of places in the next few months. So take a look at it. Once again, thank you to Jeff Wadla, Joe Quazala, and I accidentally pronounced the C.
It's an imaginary C.
Sam Levine, imaginary C word. As always, oh no, oh no.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.